This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Kamala Harris delivered an aggressive 1-2 attack on the character and performance of President Donald Trump on Wednesday as they made their election case for the first time as running mates. Biden pitched Harris, his former primary rival, as a smart, tenacious figure who will help him defeat Mr. Trump in November amid the pandemic, cratering economy, and national reckoning on racism. Harris is making history as the first black woman on a national major party ticket. And many Democrats see her as appealing to progressives, mainstream liberals, some independents, and Republicans unhappy with President Trump. The president and his allies are attempting to cast Harris as too left-wing for the country. One Trump-Pence campaign email describes her as the meanest, most horrible, most disrespectful, most liberal of anyone in the U.S. Senate. Without providing specifics, it describes both Biden and Harris as two corrupt career politicians and urges voters to support the Trump-Pence ticket. The United States military reported that Wednesday, Iranian forces boarded a civilian vessel in international waters in the Gulf. The U.S. military Central Command released a grainy black and white video on Twitter showing a helicopter near a large ship with a message saying today in international waters, Iranian forces, including two ships and an Iranian Sea King helicopter, overtook and boarded a ship called Wyla. According to tracking data, Wyla is a Liberian-flagged oil tanker. It was currently anchored near a United Arab Emirates post. An official speaking on condition of anonymity said the incident took place near the Strait of Hormuz and the ship was eventually released by Iranian forces. Tensions between Iran and the United States increased last year following a series of incidents involving shipping in and near the Gulf. This is VOA News. The top commander, U.S. commander for the Middle East, is warning that elements of the Islamic State group are working to rebuild in western Syria, where the U.S. has little visibility or presence. General Frank McKenzie says conditions in the region west of the Euphrates River are as bad or worse than they were leading up to the rise of the Islamic State. McKenzie also warns that the coronavirus has complicated efforts to move people out of refugee camps in Syria. There are more than 747,000 recorded deaths globally from COVID-19. The United States accounts for approximately 166,000 of them. There are more than 20,500,000 infections globally, and together, the U.S., Brazil, and India account for more than half of them. U.S. President Donald Trump is touting the success of the U.S. economy amid the coronavirus pandemic as he pointed to a series of charts in the White House saying the virus-induced economic contraction in the United States has been far less severe than it was with our peers and peer nations. Mr. Trump projected that the U.S. economy would quickly recover in a so-called V-shape rather than a more prolonged downturn. The pandemic has taken a particularly heavy toll on the United States, which leads the world in coronavirus-related deaths and infections, followed by Brazil. Millions of U.S. workers have lost jobs as a result. Chile has lifted one of the world's longest quarantines, moving the capital Santiago Central Business District and adjoining Central Station to a transitional stage under a step-by-step reopening. The country has faced one of Latin America's fiercest coronavirus outbreaks, but case and fatality rates have declined steadily over the last 2 months. People may leave their homes on weekdays without the previously required police permissions and meet in small groups while businesses can gradually reopen. The government started to reopen the capital city 2 weeks ago by lifting the lockdown in suburbs to the east and west. I should say east and south. Well, Disney World actors who argued that the Florida theme park's proposed coronavirus safeguards were inadequate to protect them have resolved a dispute over COVID-19 testing, according to a union statement. The Actors Equity Association had called on Walt Disney companies to provide regular coronavirus testing for its members who cannot wear protective masks while performing as other park employees do. Disney agreed to provide space just outside Walt Disney World in Orlando for a state-run testing site. The Florida Division of Emergency Management will operate that location, and it will be open to both Disney employees, known as cast members, and the public. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.